Good morning, beloved. Thank you for inviting me into your homes this morning on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Today we are in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20, where we are reading Luke's account of Jesus' humble birth. It's set in a geopolitical backdrop. A census has been ordered by Emperor Augustus to regulate the collection of taxes and to remind the people of Rome's domination. Mary and Joseph travel to Bethlehem, where Jesus is born. Angels announce the news of his birth to the shepherds in nearby fields, and the shepherds hurry off and find the baby Jesus in a manger. Well, let's go ahead and get started, and God's saving word for us today is still joy. So let's begin. At the time, Emperor Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the Roman Empire. When this first census took place, Quirinius was the governor of Syria. Everyone then went to register himself, each to his own hometown. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David. Joseph went there because he was a descendant of David. He went to register with Mary, who had been promised in marriage to him. She was pregnant. And while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in clothes, and laid him in a manger. There was no room for him in the inn. There were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields taking care of their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. They were terribly afraid. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I'm here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people. This very day in David's town, your Savior was born, Christ the Lord, and this is what will prove it to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angel, singing praises to God. "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them back into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and saw the baby lying in the manger. When the shepherds saw him, they told them what the angels had said about the child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said. Mary remembered all these things and thought deeply about them. The shepherds went back, singing praises to God for all they had heard and seen. It had been just as the angels had told them. Today's key verse is Luke chapter 2, verse 11, where the angel said, "This very day in David's town, your Savior was born, Christ the Lord." You know, I find it so comforting that when God sent his son to be born into this world, he didn't go and tell the rich, he didn't go and tell the leaders, the political elite, he didn't tell those that were of the highest and noblest birth that the Savior was born. No, he went to the lowest of the low. The shepherds were, I mean, the lowest on the social economic level. I mean, basically, this was a child's job. It was, if you remember when King David was growing up as a youth, it was given to him the responsibility to watch over the sheep. And so when you couldn't do anything else, you were hired as a shepherd. And so these are the people that God chose to bring the good news of the birth of Messiah. And just as in days of yore, God comes to us, not the political elite, not the rich, but those that are just the low of the low, those of us who are just trying to get by, and to us this beautiful message has been given. Let us pray. Glory to God in the highest. Lord Jesus, I join in singing the angel song and celebrate your birth. You are my Savior, and the good news of your birth fills me with great joy. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday morning together to a close. join me tomorrow morning when we will be in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18, where Jesus is presented as the living word. Until then, may God richly bless each one of us.